Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church podcast. We're glad you've joined us to listen to a message from our pastor, Ashley Ellison. We believe God's word is powerful and that it can be applied to our lives so that we may live victoriously. Let's join Pastor Ashley now as he shares the word with us.
Well, worship team, once again, great job. We just love y'all. We're thankful for you. I want to talk today about life under the new covenant. If you were not able to make it last week, I want to encourage you, please, please, please get online and listen to our vision for Christian Ministries Church this year. New covenant, the new covenant, the new covenant. What does that look like? You've got to know the former covenant to grasp the new covenant. And we usually on Sunday morning, I'll just give you a disclaimer to start right off the bat. We usually on Sunday morning, we use that as a time to encourage, to motivate, to inspire. And today I ain't doing any of that. So, no, I hope it'll still happen. But we get us ready for our opponent that we're going to face this week. You say, well, what opponent are we facing? The carnal sin nature that lurks within us. We've got to weekly prepare for that. I get that. Wednesday nights are really more of a teaching time for our church and a deep Bible study. But I want you to know this morning, I'm going to deviate from the model that we usually have, and I want to teach. Is that all right? Can y'all posture your hearts to receive today as I just teach from the Word? And I want you to know that sometimes that's difficult, and you have to make yourself pay attention. But I think that we're at a place here at Christian Ministries where we can do that. And so to start our year off, we've got to understand God has two covenants with mankind. And so today, there's two covenants that I'm talking about. The former dispensation and then the present dispensation. And you have to know them. It's taught us in the Old Testament and it's taught to us in the New Testament. Today's title is The Two Covenants. God, a spiritual being, no beginning, no end. God, creator of the universe and creator of life. First encounter with mankind that we have record of begins 6,000 years ago. Regardless of what you were taught in school or you've heard on any television show you've watched, 6,000 years ago is our first encounter with mankind that we have record of. Adam and Eve. God walked and talked with Adam and Eve in close relationship. God wanted mankind to love him. God wanted mankind to choose him. So, God did not want to force himself on us, so he created choice. He created choice. And he created a choice for you and I. Number one, choose life in obedience out of love for him. Or number two, choose life of disobedience and reject life with him. As I'm speaking today, you're going to hear a lot of things. You're like, well, duh, I know that. All right, well, then agree with it. A little nod, a little. It'll help keep you awake in a teaching sermon. Genesis 2 and 3, man, what's he do? He chooses disobedience. Genesis 2 and 3, you read about it. He chooses disobedience. Disobedience to God, you can just put an equal mark, sin. Disobedience to God is sin. Sin puts an impassable separation between God and man. Perfect God, imperfect man. Perfect can't be perfect when imperfect is with it. When imperfect is with it, you can't have perfect. And I just, you got to know that. Light and dark can't coexist. They can't both be at the same time. Sinful man separated perfect, sinless God from himself. You read that, and you see that man chose disobedience. First scripture today, Genesis 6, verse 5. The Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth. and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. Mankind with no God is not good. I mean, it's not good at all. Without God's influence, totally wicked, totally evil. Jude tells us, without God, man is led by their own instincts. Barbaric, animalistic, not knowing what we know today as our definition of human beings. No moral compass, godless. Anything goes. It's all based on whatever you want to do. Let me give you another word for that, flesh. Yep. Flesh. Genesis 7, God says, I will wipe the human race from the face of the earth. Genesis 9, Noah. I'm going really fast. Are you following? He was a righteous man, Noah was. The only blameless person, the Bible says, living on planet earth. And he walked in close fellowship with God. We read historical evidence of a worldwide flood. And Noah and his family are the only ones saved. Genesis 8, verse 22. As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. Chapter 9, verse 1. Then God blessed Noah and his sons and told them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. All the animals of the earth, all the birds of the sky, all the animals, the small animals that scurry along the ground, all the fish in the sea will look on you with fear and terror. I've placed them in your power. I've given them to you for food, just as I've given you grain and vegetables. But you must never eat any meat that still has the lifeblood in it. Verse 4, and here for the next few verses, it talks about man's part. Verse 5, I will require the blood of anyone who takes another person's life. If a wild animal kills a person, it must die. And anyone who murders a fellow human must die. If anyone takes a human life, that person's life will also be taken by human hands. For God made human beings in his own image. Now be fruitful and multiply and repopulate the earth. Then God told Noah and his sons, I hereby confirm my covenant with you and your descendants and with all the animals that were on the boat with you, the birds, livestock, all the wild animals, every living creature on earth. Yes, I am confirming my covenant with you. Never again will floodwaters kill all living creatures. Never again will a flood destroy the earth. And then God said, I'm giving you a sign of my covenant with you and all the living creatures for all generations to come. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is a sign of my covenant with you and with all the earth. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds. And I'll remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. Never again will the floodwaters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the clouds, I'll remember the eternal covenant between God and every living creature on earth. Then God said to Noah, yes, this rainbow is the sign of the covenant I am confirming with all the creatures on the earth. I love this, and I want you to know that you read right there that when God sees the rainbow, as children, we're always looking at the rainbow and we're reminded that that's God's covenant with man to never flood the earth again and take all of life. That's his covenant. Well, I get that, and we can appreciate it from man, but how about every time God sees it, he remembers what's going on. Let me tell you what covenant in the dictionary means. It means a binding agreement. Agreement is between two. It's a binding agreement. Another covenant dictionary definition is, number two, is the promise God gave to man as recorded in the Bible. The covenant, God's part, is real simple. It's to bless. You read that, God's part's to bless. man's part, as we read in verses 4 through 7, the rainbow being his covenant, man had a part. And he said, here's what your part is. A man has a part in the covenant. That's why it's defined as an agreement. Are you with me? We get under the blessings of God after doing our part. God told all about the blessings after he said, here's man's part. And what happens is we sin and we break the covenant. We sin and we break the covenant. We read in the Old Testament. The Old Testament covers our history with God. God found a man that was righteous. We're moving on. Genesis chapter 15 through 18. We read about the Abrahamic covenant. Some of you have heard about this, and it's really important that you follow along with what I'm talking about, because I'm going to have a totality. And when you hear the thing in totality that I'm talking about today, it really makes sense of why we're doing what we're doing this year. Genesis talks all about the Abrahamic covenant. He says in the Abrahamic covenant, it was to cover Abraham and all of who? His descendants. And he talked about his descendants being as numerous as the stars in the sky, the Hebrew people, the Israelite people, and the Jews. Now, these are the descendants of Abraham that were under the covenant. Genesis chapter 18 is about God's blessings on the righteous people. Genesis 18 and 19, we read about people choosing sin. Once again, it becomes very clear as we read and learn about God in Scripture, right in Genesis, God does not tolerate sin. There's no tolerance for it. He doesn't tolerate sin. We read through Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy all about the history with Abraham's descendants, their sin, their punishment, their turning around, they're continually messing up. God cut covenant with Abraham's descendants, and he said, I will bless as you are obedient. As you do your part, I'm going to bless. Once again, that's what we read in the Old Testament. As you do your part, I'll do mine. So let's go over the covenant between God and Abraham's descendants. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God will do this. He'll set you high above all the nations of the world. You'll experience all these old blessings. If what? If you obey. What do you have to obey? All that God said, here's what you fully obey, all that the Lord your God. Now, fully means fully. It means all the way. You can't leave any out. That means fully, all the commands would be the perfect way of life, and anything that's imperfect you leave out means that you didn't do all. Once again, you're probably going, duh. Okay, well then just nod your head. I get it. I want you to underline, if you have your Bibles open or you're taking notes, the first words of Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. If you, and here's what you got to see. This covenant is 100% dependent upon man. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but if you will fully obey, if you will keep all his commands, then God will. The Abrahamic covenant, the old covenant, we learn all about in the Old Testament, was all on man's shoulders. The life under the covenant, explained in the old covenant, man, as he was obedient to all of the commands, he was blessed. Man, disobedient to what God had asked, he was cursed. You read and read and read this. As we read the Old Testament, we learn about life under his covenant, the Abrahamic covenant for Abraham and his descendants, and over and over and over and over, it's the same narrative. When people did right, they were blessed. When people chose idolatry, they chose not to live by what God had said, they were cursed. Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, all the same song. People live right, they were blessed, they would sin, God's hand removed, and their enemies would destroy them. On and on and on. It's just all through there. What are we learning? The covenant, the old covenant, was based on man doing right. When man did wrong, God was removed. And all we knew about God was when man would do right, he was blessed. And when man didn't, he was cursed. That's all you know. We get to a section in the Old Testament called the Writings, if you're a history scholar. 24 different books of the Old Testament called the Writings. God, through these authors, begins to teach about himself. In Ruth, it shows God expressing hurt, pain, loss. Ruth experiences hurt, pain, and loss. See, we're reading about what happens here. She chooses God. She chooses God's people. And what happens? God restores her life. First, we read about anything in Job. Teaches there is more to God than rewards and punishments. Psalms teaches God's worthy to be praised. Proverbs teaches us God is a God of wisdom. And here's a bunch of principles that you can live by. See, when life's not working, let's just check out what principles you're living by. Yeah. Well, Proverbs will tell you what those are. Because you made dumb and unwise decisions, it's no surprise you're here. Right. You're experiencing life. Man. Mankind didn't know these things about God. Yeah. But God started revealing them through his righteous. Wow. So good. Old Testament, for 4,000 years, teaches us through daily life events about God. And he was watching people. And then we were watching God's response to the people that he was watching. The last section of the Old Testament, called the prophets, God would speak through these righteous men, warning the people of sin and its punishment. Life under the Old Covenant, God did not have individual relationships with every person who chose him. Can I say that again? Because it's a really valid point I want to make today. Life under the old covenant, God did not have a relationship with everyone who chose him. So you could still choose God and not have a relationship. God spoke to people through circumstances, situations. I mean, God spoke through a donkey. God spoke through a bush. He spoke through a cloud. And he spoke through his prophets. But that's the way people heard God. There was no talking God that they would get. You've got to understand, in the old covenant, it was different. See, this covenant was all based on and blessed into people's lives if you. Wow. Yeah. God's blessing totally depended on man's total obedience. We read and learn God was only in covenant with Abraham's descendants. Now, this might be shocking to some of you because you haven't studied a lot about this, but I'm just trying to go through some things really quick about the old covenant that you have to understand to get the new covenant, because there's two covenants. The Abrahamic covenant was for Abraham's descendants, the Hebrews, the Israelites, the Jewish people. The Gentiles, all that were not Jews, heathen, barbaric, no God, totally godless, totally flesh, Philistines, Canaanites, Hittites, on and on and on, carnal, barbaric animals. A relationship with God was not even possible for them. They weren't in the descendant line of Abraham. The covenant was only for the descendants. The Jewish people, they were to have nothing to do with the Hebrews. See, relationship with God changes people into God-like people. That's what having a relationship with God does. It changes you into a God-like person. God matures human beings in a way that he doesn't do anyone else. He matures humans. when you're born an animal, there's no maturing into that. Well, they just matured. No, no, no. They just operated based on instinct. No relationship with God puts man in a barbaric state. Under the covenant, relationships were only possible with the Jews. God will do his part if you're sinless, if you're obedient, and if you're in right standing. You're one of these. 4,000 years of history we read in the Old Testament, we can be clearly convinced that one thing, and you can underline this when you write it, man could not keep their part of the covenant. They couldn't do it. But it was if you will, and they couldn't. If you will, man could. Sin nature inside of each of us passed down through a seed. It's called the Abrahamic seed. Abraham's seed, the sin nature, would come out. Now, let me just give you a quick illustration that you might identify with, especially if you've ever been around them. Pigs. Pigs are very smart animals. I mean on the scale of animals. They're smart. You can teach pigs tricks. I don't know if you knew that or not. You can teach a pig to wear clothes and even put them on. You can YouTube all this stuff. You can teach a pig to eat at a table. I mean, all these things, kind of cool. But if you leave the door open, they're going to take off and they're going to find the one place that they can wallow and they're going to mess up everything that you were trying to teach them. Why? 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 Because it's the nature of a pig. Man has a sin nature. The Adamic sin nature. The Adamic seed from Adam passed to every one of us. We had no relationship with God. Blessed if we obey, cursed if we disobey. There's a problem. Man was born with a nature. And that nature is a sin nature. And try as you may, people tried for 4,000 years. Leave the door open for man and they run right out and wallow in sin. Just like a pig. And God was trying to teach them, he's trying to tell them. And he gave them the choice and they'd choose this door and they'd run right out and wallow. Why? Because they were born wrong. They were born bad. They were born of Adam's seed. Through living life, God showed us some things. And if you haven't got this morning, you need to. If you will, you can't. You can't. We can't. We don't. We don't deserve his blessings. We don't deserve to be in a covenant with him. We don't deserve any of that. Well, then what needs to happen? That seed has to be interrupted. That Adamic seed has to be interrupted. Angel shows up one day. Mary, behold, I bring you good news. You will have a son. And she's like, wait. I'm a virgin. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you and you will conceive. The best news for 4,000 years and the best news recorded in mankind's history, a woman gave birth to a baby, all man, conceived by the Holy Spirit, all God. And the Adamic seed is interrupted. God came in the form of man, John chapter 1, to do for us what 4,000 years of recorded history could not do. Jesus said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We could never see God. Old covenant, sin separated us. He came to seek and save the lost. While we, come on, were yet sinners. Life under the old covenant, God did not, God could not live in the heart of each of us. God dwelled in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, a huge veil, curtain separated holy God from sinful man. Why? Because they couldn't coexist. Man could not. They couldn't do enough to get there. They couldn't do enough to have a relationship. They couldn't do enough to see him. And what happened? God tore the veil from top to bottom. And he made a way where there was no way. And all of a sudden, it starts making sense a little bit more about an ushering in of a new covenant. The debt sin paid. All people had access, not just Abraham's. It wasn't just the Hebrews. It wasn't just the Israelites. It wasn't just the Jewish people. It was all people had access. And they didn't have to just be totally obedient to have access. This covenant is not based on man. This covenant's based on God's grace.
Yes. Come on.
That ought to put a smile on your face. See, this covenant is so about God's grace that you can ask Jesus to forgive you where you've made a bonehead decision and you couldn't. You couldn't do enough. Ask Jesus to come in and you invite him in. Sin washed away. Born again. See, not a corruptible seed of Adam anymore, which was the first birth. But when we talk about a second birth, you're talking about an incorruptible seed and you have new life in him. That's the second birth. And therefore, you interrupted, God interrupted the seed by what Jesus did. The best part about the new covenant is not dependent upon man. It all depends on God. The best part about the new covenant, this covenant's open to all who believe, all who accept Jesus' sacrifice. You don't have to be reborn a Jew. You just got to have a relationship with God and be born and get rid of that seed nature of sin. That's passed on and passed on and passed on. And after Jesus, the Jews, the rabbis, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they thought only the Jewish race could enter the new covenant. It took Peter, James, and Paul explaining the new covenant. First, it does not depend on man's obedience. It's open to all people. Galatians 3:28. Neither Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. You start reading this and you're like, wow, wow, this is awesome. Church, our theme for 2025 is the new covenant.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got a new life. Well, actually, I can't come to church. You have no idea what I have done. Hey, great news, we're under a new covenant.
Yeah.
You must not have known about it. It's not based on you or what you did. It's based on God and what he did. Ashley, I prayed, Lord, wherever you are, Lord, please come down where you are. Great news, we're under a new covenant. And he did. I didn't know if you knew that or not. But he said, I'm going to never leave you now or I'm not going to forsake you. I'm here. Oh, praise God. Ashley, I have a need. I need someone who has access to God to pray for me. I need him to get him to hear. I need good news. In this new covenant, it's not based on someone having better access than you to get something done. We all have been given access. See, there's a new covenant. You have God's ear. You have God's ear just as big as the biggest name you can turn on television and watch. Jesus opens this new covenant for all who believe. You don't have to watch church or be in a church of 50,000 people. They aren't getting any more of the new covenant than you are. Jesus opens this new covenant. It's for all who believe. Jesus said, I did not come to do away with the law, but I've come to fulfill it. Hear me. God still has a life he requires for his people.
Yes.
Yes. So I want to make sure and make that real clear.
That's right.
That hasn't changed. What changed is our relationship with him is not based on us keeping it.
Man.
I know that's going to kind of wreak havoc upon some of your theology. But hear me, this new covenant is based on him keeping it.
Man.
you're here today saying, Ashley, I blew it. You need to know God is not wiping you out. Your relationship with God is not over. Come on, Jesus instilled in us a better covenant. Well, I blew it. Yes, I did blow it. So I go individually to God and I say, Lord, I blew it today. I blew it. And guess what? He's right there. He's right there because of what Jesus did, not what you did, not what I did, because of what Jesus did. That's why he's there. That's why this year we're celebrating the new covenant. Yes. We're going to talk a lot about, study about, learn about the old covenant as revealed to us in the Old Testament, but we're going to talk about it from a new covenant perspective. Yes. See, we're going to learn why God in Genesis 4 accepted Abel's offering but did not accept Cain's. We'll learn about the blood sacrifice. We're going to learn about Hebrews. In fact, we're going to do a Wednesday night Bible study, chapter by chapter on Hebrews, starting in February. That's what we're going to do because why? In the covenant relationship, God putting blood on a doorpost, on the angel of death, passing over that house. What does that have to do? That's old covenant. Well, what's the revelation that we have now in the new covenant? There's so much. We've been raised our whole life, and so many things in the old covenant just doesn't make any sense. We're going to learn hard to understand things. God said, I'm going to wipe out every woman, child. What? That don't make any sense. That's because we've been raised our whole life under the dispensation of a newer and better covenant. We can't wrap our minds. We don't understand life under the old covenant and how God dealt with mankind. We don't get it. But you need to get it was if you. And man, aren't you glad that we're not under the old covenant. It's vitally important to understand life under the first covenant was man continually messing it up. For 4,000 years, we see it. He messed up. Oh, he couldn't do it. Praise God, it's not dependent upon man. That's why we're in a new covenant. And unless we understand that, we won't get the second covenant. A virgin birth. And I hear people arguing this stuff, and I see things that people are trying to convince others, well, that's not true, talking about tithe, talking about the virgin birth, talking about being born again, talking about different religions, the virgin birth. I'm not sure that we're in need of that. You don't understand the old covenant and the new covenant. There's two covenants. You don't understand. Born again. What? Go back into my mother's womb. You don't get it. There's a first covenant and there's a second covenant, and you need to be born again. Why? Because your seed is messed up and you need a new seed for a born again experience. There's lots of religions. They're all the same and they'll all eventually get you to God. You don't understand a first covenant and a second covenant. You've messed this whole thing up. A good God's not going to send anyone to hell. Come on, a good God wouldn't do that. Is there really even a hell? You don't understand first covenant and second covenant. There's two covenants. I'm going to teach you about that this year because it's real important that we get an understanding of what God has made available in the new covenant. What a year ahead. When you personally grasp the new covenant, I'm telling you, your life's going to change. You're going to get a hold of God's plans for your life, and we're going to be able to celebrate because we know that we're under a new covenant. Are y'all ready for 2025? It's going to be a great year. Y'all stand with us.
Thank you for being part of our podcast today. You'll find more online messages from Christian Ministries Church, as well as location information on our website at cmchurch.net. There's a place for you at Christian Ministries Church, where it's more than a church, it's family.